Yeah, Roger that. I'm going to save it as a channel. This is going to be my channel one. Actually, I'm on the channel part, not the frequency part, I believe. I'm in the top part because the bottom part wouldn't hold the offset. Every time I put 5.000 in there and hit the menu to save it, and I change the menu, it'd be back to zero. So it wasn't hanging on to it. This one here is, the top part is hanging on to it. So presto, it works. How does this one sound compared to the other one?
No, it sounds very good compared to the other one. Very good. The audio is excellent. Let me tell you something. The audio is really excellent audio. Roger?
Okay. Well, that's the big thing. You want to be heard, right? We'll see on those days where the skip is running. Let's see if I can get into Ohio and New York someday with this little thing.
Well, if you hear me out there, break in. Don't forget. Just break in like the last time you did. No problem at all. I don't mind. You know that, Dave.
I kind of waited too long that one time. Have you heard them in there recently? Or you think that's a summertime thing?
Well, about a week ago, I heard somebody from, what the heck do they call that? Somewhere in there in Ohio, you know what I mean? He was coming very weak. Then I told him what to do, hold your hand held straight. And he did. They came in very clear. But usually the guy I know, he's there about 30 miles from Cleveland. He always come good because he got that 50-watt radio. It's, what the heck that radio name is? I forgot. Anyhow. So, I don't know. That's why I shout for him a while ago. When you see the clear sky for a couple of days, that's when you can't get him.
You're talking about the guy from the railroad that has the old Motorola radio down there. I think he says he has a beam. He just shoots it over Lake Erie. Yeah, I haven't heard him in there for a while.
The guy, Dan out there in Ohio by Cleveland, 847. That's why when you see me at 847, that's what I'm calling him for. But he usually do good. He got Motorola radio, too, one of the 50-watt radio. But the other one, he's got an old radio, you're right, the railway road man. I haven't heard him at all. Maybe because of holidays, that's why.
Yeah, it could be. I know that Ohio would come in really good when we had rainstorms. And it would be kind of, I don't know, you could see some of the stuff heading towards Lake Erie and all that. And I think that's, he bounced it off that a little bit.
Yeah, like a couple of days, they were coming in from Ohio. I was on, I don't know, I was in the 600 repeater. And they came in from the 600 by Toledo. I don't know, you know what 600 repeater is or not.
No, I don't have enough here to try it. I'll stick with the Flint repeater. That one does me well. Maybe if I ever get a base station with some wattage, maybe I might try a different repeater. But no, I just stick with the one that works.
Well, I'll be honest with you, the 600 is not connected to nothing just by itself. And it's got very, very low antenna. So you, from where you're at, you would not be able to hit it. I'll be able to hit it, yeah, because, you know, I'm about 24 miles away from Detroit Metro Airport. That's why.
Yeah, you're down there in the thick of things. I'm up here out in the country. I did notice one thing, too, on my GMRS that Petoskey has two repeaters up now. So I don't know if one of those could, I don't know, probably I might be able to talk to Bob up there in Sheboygan. But we need to get one of those on our repeater system here so we can get the west side.
You know what? Hold on a minute. Let me give you one. I don't know. You heard about Hagen's Lake? I have Hagen's Lake. I don't know. How far are you from Hagen's Lake?
Yeah, that's a ways up there. I would say 100 miles, probably. Yeah.